Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, Daf Vav Omed Aleph. We're in the middle of the Duchening Halachos, Simen Kuf Chav Ches, and we're up to Seif Chav Aleph. Very interesting halacha. The Mechaber states, Ein HaKohanim Rashoyin L'Nagin Bevirchas Kohanim Shnayim O'Shlosh Negunim. The Kohanim, when they're singing during the Duchening, they should not sing more than one song. They shouldn't sing two or three different Negunim. The nice idea, they said, let's sing one song for the first bracha, the first pasuk, a different song for the second pasuk. That's not a good idea. That's not allowed. Why? Mishum de'ika l'meichash l'teiruf adas, because we have to be concerned that they're going to get confused as to where they are. Therefore, the ein l'nagin el l'nigun echad. Therefore, the Mechaber says it is appropriate they should only have one tune, mitchilo v'yatso, from the very beginning until the end. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Pei Beis writes, the Ayidei Tirdosom, because of their involvement, Bihishtanus HaNigunim, in changing the Nigunim around, Lo Yedu Eze Pasuk Otevi Aschilo, they're going to forget which Pasuk they're up to, or which word they're up to. Ay, the Avshe Makrin Lefneim Koteva Teva, Ay, the Chazan or the Makri is saying each word before them, so they shouldn't get confused. Nevertheless, Mikol Mokom, Ayidei Teruv Daitom, Yishkuchu Gamken Kriyas HaMakri. We're concerned over here because of their involvement in the Nigunim, that they're going to forget what word that was just being told to them to say, and they'll mess it up, and therefore we don't recommend it. Sivkot and Pei Gimel, the Ein L'Nagin V'chule, we'd said the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Mechaber said, don't do one, except for one Nigun, and he says as well, the Chazonim, when they're singing a tune as well, before they actually say the words, Lo Nochun She'inagnu B'inyan Echod Harbe Nigunim. He brings us down the name of the Taz. It's inappropriate for the Chazonim to sing different tunes as well. They should sing one standard tune. He says, look in the El Yeraba, Shehim Litzbadom. The El Yeraba tries to be Melamed Zchus on their behalf, but it's really not ideal. Sivkot and Pei Dalel, El Nigun Echod V'chulei, you should only have one Nigun by the Kohanim, one Nigun by the Chazan. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'nira Duru Adin Shlo Yinagdu HaKohanim Kol Echod Nigun Acher. All the Kohanim could argue, well, I'm doing my own Nigun, it's one Nigun. And another Kohen is going to say, I'll do my own Nigun, it's one Nigun. That's not correct. The Gam B'zeh Yesh Bilbo, that leads certainly to a lot of confusion, and all the Kohanim should sing the same tune. There are two different tunes that it's popular for the Kohanim to sing, so in one shul, you really should have them all singing the same tune. They should all, as well as we'll point out, they should all go at the same pace, and they should all try and make it as synchronous as possible. Chof Beis. The Mechaber writes, Mishtadlin Shehei HaMakri Yisrael. It is preferable. That's the Lashon that he uses over here. We'll see this is a Machlokas, but it's based upon the Rambam, Tur in the name of the Rambam, that you should try to have the Makri, who is often the Chazan, but that's what we'll talk about, that he should be a Yisrael and not a Kohen. The Shaar HaTzion brings down in Sifkot and Ayin Aleph, Avo Levi, a Levi, Lukuliyam Mamutu Lechatchila, he brings us down the name of the Chemed Mishnah, that a Levi certainly would also be included over here in the Yisrael, he's a non-Kohen. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Pehei writes, Kain Kosav Rambam. This is, as I already pointed out, is based upon the Rambam. And he writes, this is based upon an asmachto, the asmucho akrosh, and emar omor lehem. The pasuk says, you shall go and tell the Kohanim, implying miklal shein hamakri mehem, that the one who calls the Kohanim, the makri, is not one of them. Ulafize, therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lufi min hagenu shashliach tzibu makri, according to this understanding of the Rambam, that it is the responsibility, so to say, of a non-Kohen to call them out. And since almost all the time nowadays it is the Chazan who is the Makri, Kemosha Kosa Pacific Gimel, as we've already learned in a previous year, Mimele Tzorich Lishtadu Lechatchilo Shashlich Tzibur Hovel V'Niateva Lo Yeh Kohen. Therefore, it is a primary optimal way of doing things to make sure that the Chazan who's davening by the Duchening should not be a Kohen. The Bir Halacha Dibra Masku Mishtadlam Shehiya Makri Yisrael says, this is what I said in the Mishnah Berurah, and it's based upon the Magen Avraham's understanding over here. However, the Mishnah Berurah himself, the Chofetz Chaim himself, in the Bir Halacha says, Lav Davka, what I said over there is 100% correct. It was quoting the Magen Avraham, but I also could tell you, Mikol Makom Einu Muchach, it's not exactly clear that this is the opinion of the Mechaber, because the Evshor, the Kavanoso, Rakala Makri, you're assuming here that because the Makri is usually the Chazan, that he's saying that you should have to have the Chazan try to be the non Yisrael. However, Avolok Kaptinan, maybe we're not Makbid on this. Afilu L'chadchil, L'shtadu She'el She'el Tzibad davki Yisrael. Who says that this is the way it has to be? The Makri shouldn't be a Kohen. He has to be Yisrael. But who says that the Chazan can't be a Kohen and he's going to turn it over to the Makri? Who's a Yisrael? Kadesh Yehu Biatzu HaMakri. The Af Midivri Beis Yosef Mashmochi. If you look at the Beis Yosef, this is the correct understanding of the Mechaber. That's the Mechaber himself in the Beis Yosef. Nevertheless, Miloshen HaRambam Shetiko Mechaber Eino Muchrach Klav. So while this may be, the Magen Avraham is saying, the Mechaber's understanding of the Rambam, this may not be exactly what the Rambam himself meant. And he points out, there is a medrash that says, Malami Shashliach Tzibur Omele Kohanim Al Kodibur V'dibur. It says there that not the Makri, but the Shliach Tzibur goes and calls to the Kohanim each word. He says, Efshor de Orcha de Milsonokai. Maybe just using the common likelihood that normally the Makri is the Chazan, but Lav Davka. And he says, V'chein Muchach Lani Yazdati. The Chofetz Chaim says, it's my opinion as well over here that this is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, Shumafari Shachi, that Lav Davka over here, that you have to do it this way, although certainly, I think in most kehilos, we try hard not to have a Kohen be the Chazan when we duchen on Yontif. As we already pointed out in yesterday's shir, in Eretz Yisrael, it might be somewhat different, especially, for example, if a person is a Chiv and he would never be able to daven for the Yomid. Now we continue. The Mechaber says, what happens if the Chazan is a Kohen? We said maybe the Mechaber holds that you shouldn't have him ideally be a Kohen. He should be a Yisrael. But what happens if he is a Kohen? Ukisha Chazan Kohen, Yamod Yisrael Etzlo, then you place a Yisrael next to him, V'yikra Kohanim, and that Yisrael should call out Kohanim. V'yakre Osam, and he should call them up to the Duchen, V'chazan Omid V'shosik, and the Chazan stands there silently, and he doesn't say anything. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Pei Vav writes, Hainu, call Birchas Kohanim Mila B'Mila. Not only does this Yisrael, who's the Makri, call out Kohanim, but he also says every word of the Birchas Kohanim Mila B'Mila ahead of the Kohanim. Sivkot and Pei Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'chazan Omid V'shosik, the Chazan stands there silently. Pirush, he explains this means, Ad Gemar Birchas Kohanim, until the end of Birchas Kohanim. However, Avo Misim Sholom Ve'elech, Yomar HaChazan B'Yatzmo. Then the Chazan can take over after the Duchening is done to say Sim Sholom. Not like, as the Bir Hetiv points out, we had said earlier that maybe the Shulchan Aruch felt that when a person is not the Makri, he's going up there to Duchen, so then it's better to let the Makri go continue from Sim Shalom. So the Bir Halacha brings down in the name of the Bach, Sha'af B'zeh Yisayim HaMakri Sim Shalom V'chazin Yom HaKadosh. He even here, the Bach would hold that it's better to let the Makri finish off the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei. However, the Bir Hetiv writes, V'lo Reisi B'shom Mokom, and he says this in the name of the Taz, who was the Bach's son-in-law. And the Taz says that what my father-in-law, the Bach, is saying is incorrect. L'o Reisi B'shom Mokom, I never saw any place do this where if the Kohen didn't go up to Duchen, but he just stood there in the place where the Chazan stands and the Makri read it, that the Chazan, the Kohen, shouldn't continue by Sim Shalom. And he says, Adarabba, Kamen Pa'on B'yaldusi Ha'yisi Ani HaMakri Etzel HaShlechzi. But the Taz says, many times when I was younger and I davened in my father-in-law's shul, and if a Kohen was the Chazan and I would be the Makre, my father-in-law didn't protest when the Chazan, the Kohen, continued by Sim Shalom. And he says, the Taz concludes, Zeh Ikor, the Chayin Ikor, this is the right halacha. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, V'nei kol din zeh shal ha-mechaber, this entire din of the Mechaber, hiskimu achronim she'en zeh rak l'chachila. That's only l'chachila. Avo kishen shom mish yodeh l'hakros, if there's nobody there but the Kohen that knows how to daven. Let's say you're in a kiruv type of a shul, and the Kohen is the rabbi, he's the chazan, he's everything, and he's the only one that really knows how to do this. So then, yakri ha-kohen ha-shliach tzibur bi'atzma. Then the Kohen shliach tzibur can go and call out all of these things by himself if there is no Yisrael that can be the Makri. In the Shaar HaTzion, the Chofetz Chaim brings down that this is based upon the El Yerabba, the Prichodosh, the Mamre Mordechai, the Nar Sholem, the Chemed Moshe. However, he says the Taz disagrees. The Lokia Taz. The Taz writes, the Emein Yisrael Makri, Yevorchu B'liakroi. He says, if there is no Yisrael that can be Makri, then the Kohanim don't have somebody to be Makri for them. They should just say the words themselves without a Makri. And he says, the Graz Kosev Sha'ikod Lokia Taz. And the Graz also says the Taz is wrong, like all these other Achronim, and you shouldn't do what the Taz says, but you should have the Kohen be the Makri in this situation. The issue footnote number 90 brings down that the Prima Godim says that a Katan shouldn't be the Makri, Shein's a Kovet HaTzibur, implying, I would guess, that if you only have a Katan who is the Yisrael and all the other people are Kohanim, then it would still be preferable to have the Kohen be the Makri rather than a Katan, because that's not Kovet HaTzibur. The issue footnote number 91 brings down, Af Kasher HaMakri Kohen, if the Kohen is the Makri, so the Bir Halacha writes later on, Siv Chof Hei, Shekivan Shiei Shom Od Yisraelim, if there are other Yisrael present, then you're Mekayim over here, the Kohanim Daraisa of doing the mitzvah of Duchening. Because even though, as we've said, that you need a Yisrael according to some to be present to fulfill the mitzvah Daraisa, here the Kohen is acting on the behalf of the Yisrael to call up the Kohanim. and you fulfill this Daraisa concept according to hold that this is Daraisa of Emor Lohem. Shetzarach Akri Elios Aide Yisrael. The decree has to be by a Yisrael in order to fulfill this. However, if a shul is made up of only Kohanim, the Kohen family has their reunion, and they're all getting together, and it's only Kohanim, so then, in Ein Shom Yisrael, according to many, this is only a Din Durabbanon of Duchani. Go back to Dirshu Futter number 89. He brings down the whole concept of why the Kohanim Duchen with a song. Where do we get this idea of Lenagen? So he brings this down from the Shelo Tetshuva's Trumas HaDeshen, who says the Minug is based upon that you should be doing this b'ni'ima, with a nice, pleasant voice. And the Kohanim, they can do this nicely, this is praiseworthy. He further adds, the Kohanim know the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is 12 letters, so they would swallow it up, when the other Kohanim would be singing, so they would quickly say the words, so that nobody would hear the words of the Kohanim. And this is a source for saying the nigun of the Kohanim and Birchas Kohanim very nicely. Now we go to Siv Chav Gimel. The Mechaber writes, B'shor HaKohanim Mevarachim Ha'om, when the Kohanim are duchening and blessing the people, Lo Yabituv, Lo Yasilchu Daitim, they shouldn't look elsewhere and they shouldn't lose their concentration. Eliyu Einayim, Klapi Mato, they should look downward, Kimosha Omid B'tfilah, like they were davening Shemun Esrei, V'om Yichadu LeBracha, and the people listening should have intention to listen to the Bracha and understand the bracha as best as they can. They should be facing the faces of the Kohanim. However, they shouldn't be looking at the Kohanim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Peches writes that the Kohanim should be standing kamosha omid betfilah, like they're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Shari mispalim, because they're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shiyavarach Hashem Yisbarach Es Yisrael, that they're asking Hashem to bless the Jewish people. So they're asking over here something from Hashem, so it should be like the Shemoneh Esrei. This is brought down in the name of the Levush. Sivkot and Pei Tes, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Lo Yistaklu Behem, they shouldn't look at the Kohanim. Rotsu Lomar, this means to say, Lo Bifnei HaKohanim, V'lo Yibideim. They shouldn't look at the faces of the Kohanim, nor should they look at the hands, the outstretched hands of the Kohanim. Why? V'atamu Gam Kein, Teish Lo Yasichu Daita Me'abrocha. The reasoning over here is the same, that they shouldn't get confused and not concentrate on the bracha that they're getting from the Kohanim. They shouldn't be made to lose their concentration. V'im Kain, if this is so, certainly if they're not supposed to lose their concentration, they shouldn't be looking around the room doing anything else that will cause them to lose their concentration on the bracha of the Kohanim. In fact, the issue footnote number 92 brings down, if they did lose their concentration in the middle, and they didn't even hear one word, so Shlomo Zalman does bring down, Shekivin Shishanina B'Tosefta, we learned in the Tosefta Menachos, that Birchas Kohanim Ma'akva Zuazu, that each one of the Birchas Kohanim words is Ma'akev, it's essential to have each one. If you miss one, it's Ma'akev. And each word of each pasuk is ma'akev. So he says, Yesh l'stapik im ki mis ha-mitzvah. He's not sure if you fulfilled the mitzvah, if you missed one of the words. And he says, maybe you did it, in fact, ma'akev the mitzvah, but certainly l'chatrila, one should not do this. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Umidina eino otzer elo bistaklus meruba. The real Isra over here is not a casual, quick glance at the Kohanim's face or at their hands, but it's a permanent stare or a look at the Kohanim's hands or face, because that will cause you to lose your concentration, will be an interruption. But just to quickly glance up, you happen to see them, that's not a problem at all. Why do we think it might be a problem? He says in the Beis HaMikdash that was a problem. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Shechina is presence was much more felt, and the Shekhinah, so to say, was directly over their heads and over their hands. You also, I feel a real kisas. Then you weren't even allowed to take a quick glance at the Kohanim, as opposed to Masha Ein Kein Bizman Hazeh, which is not true nowadays. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, nowadays we do have a reminder of this din of the Beis HaMikdash, Shalol Lahabit Bem Klal. The minhag is that one doesn't look at the Kohanim, and that is the way, in fact, it is done in almost all shuls. Now, the Be'er Heitev brings down that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Hamistakel B'Kohanim Ein of Chaos. Somebody who would look at the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, his eyes would become weak. That's only true in the Beis HaMikdash, but that's the reason why many people are very makbid. Again, the Zecher LeMikdash over here, not to look at the Kohanim when they duchen. Dirshu Futter number 93 does bring down that when you're actually saying the bracha, the Kohanim are saying the bracha, Asher Kitchanu, or after they concluded the duchening and they started to say the Ribon HaOlamim, so then Ruchaim Kanievsky brings down, then this issue doesn't even apply at that point in time, and one would be permitted to look at the Kohanim. Furthermore, in Dirshu Futter number 96, Reb Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and the Igros Moshe brings down that you can't say that it's an obligation on the Tzibur to cover themselves up. How is it possible to say that everybody in the tzibur should cover their eyes up? Nowadays, that the bachurim don't wear talisos in many Ashkenazi communities, as opposed to the Sfardim and in the Yekesha communities, where young children at the age of bar mitzvah do put on a talis. By most Ashkenazim, they only put on a talis after they're married. So you're going to have many young people in shul that are not yet married. So therefore, you can't say that they should put the talis over the head because they don't have a talis. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein does state, those that do have a talis should certainly cover their faces so that you have like a double barrier over here. The Kohanim, as we'll see, are covering themselves up, and the people getting the bracha of the Yisraelim are covering themselves as well. This is undoubtedly the source that many have, that fathers take their younger children who don't wear their own talis underneath their talis during duchening, a very famous minhag. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Agav, v'gam haKohanim lo yistaklu bideihem." The Kohanim themselves shouldn't look at their own hands, which the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Sadi writes, "Gam zeh mishum hesach hadas." This is also for the reason that we gave above, a chanal, that it would cause a loss of concentration. Therefore, the Ramah says, "Alkei nagu l'shalshel atalas alpneim." Therefore, the custom is that they wrap their talas over their faces, v'yideihem chutz l'talas, and their hands are outside the talas, so the Kohen himself can't see his own hands. However, the Ramah says, "V'yesh makom shenagu shidem b'fnim atalas." Others do have the hands inside the talas as well. Shelo yistaklu amehem. So the people shouldn't look at them. And either way is an acceptable minog. Although in Sifkot and Sadi Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Uminog zeh yoser nachon," that the Kohanim put their hands outside, he says, is the more correct way. He brings us down the name of the El Yeraba, the Gro, and the Shagas Aryeh. The issue footnote number 94 says, "What happens about a Kohen who borrows a talas? Should he make a bracha not?" So this is something we've already learned in Simin Yudalid, Sifkot and Yudalif, Ayin Shom. He does point out that if a young child who normally doesn't wear a talis has a special talis for Nesias Kapayim, so Rav Ozner Zatzal brings down that he can make a bracha on such a talis. And in the issue footnote number 95, he brings down that nowadays the Kaf HaChaim and the Aruch HaShulchan say that the minog has been nispashet shahiyadayim mechusos betalis, that the Kohanim do cover the hands with their talis. But they point out that you should do whatever the shul's minog is, so not to be estranged from the rest of what the shul is doing. Let's start Siv Chav Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Am she'achorei ha-kohanim. The people that are behind the Kohanim in a b'chal bracha, they're not included in the bracha that the Kohanim are giving out. Avo milifneim uvitzideim, but those that are on the side of the Kohanim, and certainly any place from the side and in front of the Kohanim, afilu mechitza shel barzel eino mafsekes, then even an iron curtain can't separate the Jewish people from the bracha that the Kohanim are giving them. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Sadi Gimel writes, "Hainu afilu eino acharei mamish." This is even if they're not really fully behind the Kohanim. Ela meshuchem mitzdadim. They're a little bit behind the Kohanim, even off to the side. Kiven shal kol ponim humeachareim. Since they are behind the Kohanim, if you draw a straight line from where the Kohanim is standing, they are behind that line, behind the Kohanim. So therefore, eino bechal bracha. They're not included in this bracha. Again, we'll see tomorrow shir that this is if they did this intentionally. But if there's no choice, then they are included. Afilu eino masik midei midi beinam levein haKohanim. And this would be true that they're not Yotzi, even if there is no wall, there is no Mechitza Shel Barzel separating them, they're just behind the Kohanim, even off to the side behind the Kohanim, they are not Yotzi if they did this on purpose. Sifkot and Sadi Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Enim B'chal Bracha, they're not included in this Bracha over here, because the Bo'inon Dafka Ponim Kineged Ponim, because we require that the Kohanim be facing the Jewish people that they're giving the Bracha to, Kemo Shekosu Le'el, B'Sifkot and Lamed Zayin, as we've already learned. Dirshu footnote number 97 brings down Mitam Zeh Kosa B'Sifrei Likutei Halachos. This is written in the Sefer Likutei Halachos. Sheba'osa Mekom Sha'amar Shliach Tzibur Gavo Yosef Mekom Asa'ish. If the Shliach Tzibur is somewhat on an elevated platform, so then it's improper for the Kohanim to be in front of him and the rest of the Tzibur to be behind this Kohen because he will be blocking them. Who mafsik beinom levena om. The ain kamponim kineged ponim. That wouldn't fulfill this requirement. They should be face to face. He adds, Shemash, because of a shulchan aruch, shafil mechitza shel bazel eino mafsekes beinom kan lom. We just said that even an iron curtain doesn't separate them. He says that's only if it's not very high. But if this really is blocking between the kohanim and the om, it's not ideal. However, the bir halacha later on in Dibra Maskel, in Heimanusim, which we'll learn in tomorrow's shir, says, Afa omid mechutz lebeis haknesses. Even if somebody's outside the shul, so there's a huge wall in his way, he has dino ka omid meachori mechitza shena mafsekes. He's considered behind the wall that isn't an interruption, and I think that is the halacha lemaisa. Sivkot and Tzadi Hei, he says, but lifneim utzideim, they are okay. Pirish, what does this mean? Lo miboya elu sheim lifnei hakohanim mishuch mitzadim. Certain people that are to the side of the Kohanim, but are in front of the Kohanim, pshita v'chal brachim, certainly they're included in the bracha. El afilu kineget stadei ha-Kohanim mamash, even if they're literally right by the side, at a point adjacent to the Kohanim, but not behind them, they're included in the bracha. It's only Stadim Shel Acharav, it's only those that are behind the Kohanim to the side, as we've already explained, Kvar Kosav, they're not included in the bracha. Well, according to this, also Noam the Mekosim Mizrahi, those people that are standing on the eastern wall, and the Aron Kodesh is Boli Ketzas Lebesa Knesses. So these people in the Mizrach Vant are behind the Kohanim. HaKohanim Om Nilufanav, Eina B'chal Bracha, they're not really included in the bracha. The Bach, however, disagrees, Helitz B'Adam, now these people buy their seats, chashuvim kanusim, they're considered like kanusim, like we'll learn in tomorrow's shiur. They can't push somebody else out of their place. And we'll continue this in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. That concludes today's shiur.